News. I'm Tim McGuire. A lawyer for former White House counsel Don McGahn says he will follow President Trump's wishes and not show for tomorrow's House Judiciary Committee hearing. Earlier, the White House, citing a Justice Department opinion, directed McGahn not to testify. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
The Justice Department's issued a legal opinion that former White House counsel Don McGahn can't be compelled to testify before Congress about what he knew about the Russia investigation and what he told special counsel Robert Mueller about the president's efforts to thwart it. The opinion says McGahn would have immunity as a former presidential advisor. That prompted President Trump to direct McGahn to defy the congressional subpoena that orders him to testify or face a possible contempt of Congress charge. In 2014, the Justice Department issued a similar opinion that close presidential advisors have absolute immunity from congressional subpoenas. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Three other House committees want Trump's financial records. Today, a federal judge in Washington ruled the president cannot block a subpoena from the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee demanding files from an accounting firm that does work for the president and the Trump Organization. A hearing is set for Wednesday in New York on an effort by the president, his family, and his businesses to block two subpoenas by two other committees wanting records from Deutsche Bank and Capital One. At a rally this evening in Pennsylvania, Trump accuses congressional Democrats of playing politics.
It's like little embers that are burning. They're going crazy. Because when the Mueller report was finished, it said no collusion. They went crazy. But you know what? They knew it. They knew it. It's all a game. It's not like they didn't know. They knew there was no collusion. They're smart people. Everyone from Schiff to Nadler to Schumer to Pelosi, they all knew there was no collusion.
This is AP Radio News. A fifth migrant child has died in U.S. custody.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection said in a statement that Border Patrol apprehended the teenager in the Rio Grande Valley of South Texas on May 13th. And during a welfare check this morning, the agency says the teenager was found unresponsive. While the agency did not say why the teenager was detained, it adds he was due for placement in a facility for youth operated by the Department of Health and Human Services. A 2-year-old child died last week after he and his mother were detained by the Border Patrol. I'm Shelley Antler.
Kellen Winslow Jr., son of a pro football star who also earned more than $40 million during his NFL career, is on trial in Southern California for rape. 35-year-old Winslow is charged with a dozen counts, including the alleged rapes of a 54-year-old hitchhiker, a 59-year-old homeless woman, and a 17-year-old girl when he was in college. His lawyers argue the sex was consensual. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.